Jerry Grothues lived with a mentally ill child for almost 10 years. She says before her adopted son was 4, his behavior became destructive, setting fires, cruelty to animals. He was even kicked out of a couple of preschools.
He will turn 13 this Saturday at the Austin State Hospital.
Her son's most recent incarceration came after the family spent more than $20,000 trying to get him the mental health services he needed. But in September, after he assaulted her at home, she called the sheriff. Experts at yesterday's summit say that happens too often.
And the day after that was when he hit my arm, and that's when I called the sheriff and said, we just can't keep doing this.
Paying for treatment that can run hundreds of dollars a day just isn't possible for many families. And studies show children from economically distressed families often get their first mental health diagnosis only after a run-in with the justice system. Kathleen Scowra is working with the MacArthur Foundation on finding better ways to treat incarcerated youth.
Because there simply are not enough available community services to treat them in the community. And the justice system has been viewed as a viable treatment alternative, but the reality is, and this, as I mentioned, the irony of that approach is that the juvenile justice system is not known for providing quality mental health care.
The day-long summit was held by the advocacy group Texans Care for Children. Erin Espinoza with the Texas Juvenile Probation Commission was also there, but her agency has made changes that have increased the number of kids being introduced to local mental health options.
What we're finding, though, is that the service array doesn't really matter as long as they get linked into services, and that specialized case management or just in dealing with the child and the family differently has really caused for there to be some successes out there.
Texas is one of 8 states working with the MacArthur Foundation to find better solutions for mentally ill children who find their way to the juvenile justice system. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.